Good morning. Good morning. We are so glad you are with us today on Youth Sunday. If you are a guest, we'd like you to offer you a special welcome and to ask that you would fill out a guest card, which can be found in the pew pockets. This helps us get to know you a little bit better. Before we begin worship today, we want to make sure you know about some special events coming up soon. The first is our potato and salad bar lunch, followed by the dessert auction, which is today right after worship. This is a fundraiser to help our children and youth attend camp this summer, so please join us. Also, next Sunday is Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week. Following worship, children and youth and their families are invited to join us at Colonial Presbyterian Church for our Journey Through Holy Week event. Lunch will be provided, and we will have a great time of intergenerational fun and learning. Let the church office know by this Wednesday if you will be attending. We will also be having special Holy Week services that week. Our Lenten small groups will have their last meetings on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. On Thursday, March 29th, we will be joined by Colonial Presbyterian Church for our Monday, Thursday dinner and worship, beginning at 6 p.m. On Friday, March 30th, we will join Colonial Presbyterian Church and their sanctuary for Good Friday worship at 7 p.m. Now we invite you to let you of anything that is keeping you from fully worshiping as we listen to God's voice helping us to let go.
Jesus invites us now to worship.
Let go. Of all that binds you.
Of all that burdens you.
Of what you carry.
Of all that shames you.
Of fear.
Of trespasses and transgressions.
Of woundedness.
Let go. Of guilt.
Let go. Of anger.
Let go.
Of small-mindedness and pettiness.
Of ways of being that no longer work for you.
Of compulsions that consume your living.
Let go. Of what you cannot change.
Let go. Of regret.
of that which haunts you.
Let go. Of pain.
Let go. Of ways in which you miss the mark.
Let go.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my shame, yeah, till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your
We will now read our scripture. Okay. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need. This is the word of God. One day last year, I woke up and I just had a good day. Later that night, I remembered it was one of my friend's birthdays that day, and I didn't get him anything or even tell him happy birthday. I started to worry that whole night that he would get really mad at me or maybe we wouldn't even be friends anymore. Eventually, I got too tired to keep thinking, and I just prayed to God and went to sleep. I had a dream that my friend and I were laughing and hanging out like nothing had ever happened. I woke up and thought that was God's way of answering my prayer. My friend wasn't mad at me after all, and we were still friends. I let go of my worry and let God take care of it. I guess everyone here has at least once in their life has had or done something to a friend they shouldn't have. I assume that you guys were worried that you would lose your friend. Did you worry and kept it to yourself, or did you pray to God and let him worry about it? If you did pray to God about it, did he help you fix it? In your Bible, turn to Philippians 4:6. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. What it's saying is do not worry all about it nonstop, but ask for help and pray to God and let God help you with your worry. Do not take it on by yourself, and do not worry by yourself. Instead, let it go and let God know. Let's say you forget your friend's birthday, like me. Instead of worrying about it all night and day, pray to God and don't worry about it anymore. Let him handle it. Let it go and let God know. It's okay to worry. Everyone does. But don't do it without God's help. If we could all let worry go and go on with our days, we could all be happier instead of worried all the time. It would make people less stressed by not keeping everything to ourselves. This would bring everyone together and make the world happier and better place and not so worrisome.
Please stand and sing with us.
Thank you.
Today, during our prayers of the people, we are going to pray in a way that may be different to you. It is something that Christians have been doing for centuries, breath prayer and meditation. To begin, sit comfortably with your eyes closed, placing your hands gently in your lap. Feel the ground under your feet as it supports you. Feel the love of this community as it surrounds you and enfolds you. Feel your breath as it flows in and out of your body. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your heart. Take another breath and hold it. The air you hold in your body is the most precious thing in the world, for your very life depends on it. And yet, none of us can hold on to it for more than a moment, or else we would strangle and die. What is most precious to us must be released, so that we may live and live fully. Look into your heart, find what is there, and hold it. The love you hold within your heart is the most precious thing in the world, and yet no one can hold on to it any more than your heart can withhold its blood, or else we would die from loneliness and misery. What is most precious to us must be shared, so that we may love and love fully. Look into your life, at those things you are most precious of. Look again, and you will find that their value lies in not being held, but being shared. Life, love, laughter, longing. May we share these precious gifts, so they may return to us, multiplied beyond measure. As you continue to pray, breathing deeply in and out, give thanks for the gifts God gives us and for the chance to share them. In this moment, let go and simply rest in the love of God. God, thank you for the gift of letting go and for letting you guide us, just as you have guided your disciples by teaching them to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In a land far away, a wise old man who knew a great deal about people because he traveled from place to place arrived at a strange village. In this town, all the people were carrying what seemed to be great bundles on their backs. They couldn't look around very well, and they never looked up because of the heavy burdens they carried. Puzzled, the wise old man finally stopped a young fellow.
My good man, I'm a stranger to you and your land, and I'm fascinated by these large bundles you all carry, but never seem to put down. What is their purpose?
Oh, these are our grudges.
My, that's a lot of grudges to collect at your age.
Oh, they're not all mine. Most of them were passed down in my family.
See that man over there? I have quite a load of grudges against his family. His great-great-grandfather called mine a horse thief when they both wanted to be elected mayor.
You all look so unhappy. Is there no way to get rid of these burdens?
We've forgotten how. You see, at first we were proud of our grudges. Tourists came from miles around. But after a few years, Grudgeville became a dreary place.
If you really want to get rid of those grudges, I think I know 5 magic words that'll really do the trick.
You do? That would be a miracle. I'll go and have a miracle the people of Grudgeville together.
And off he went, as fast as his grudges would let him. The mayor lost no time calling the people to the village square. The mayor and the wise old man stood on a platform where they could see all the hunched over villagers. When the people had quieted down, the mayor spoke.
Good people of Grudgeville, a wonderful thing has happened. A very wise stranger has come into our town. He says he can tell us magic words that will rid us of these grudges we have carried for generations. How many of you would like to be able to straighten up? Have your grudges disappear? Look at the world in a whole new way. Listen to the wise words of our visitor, then, and do as he tells you.
My friends, these are simple words, yet some people find them hard to say. I think you have the courage to speak them. The trick is that you must say them to each other and truly mean them. The first 2 words are, I'm sorry. Can you say them? The other 3 are, I forgive you. Can you say that? Now, say these words to each other.
There was a long pause, then a low grumble from the townspeople. First one person, then another said the words. Soon they were all saying them to each other, quietly at first, and then louder.
I'm sorry!
And then, would you believe it, just like the wise man predicted, the grudges disappeared. What joy there was in the town. People were heard saying, look how those trees have grown. And is that you, Jim? How good to see your face. There was dancing in the streets that day, and it wasn't long before the mayor changed the name of the town to Joyville.
If there are any other kids that want to come up, please feel welcome. All right. Have you ever been really angry at someone and stayed mad at them for a long time? You have? All right. Or have you ever done something and not wanted to apologize?
Yes.
When we do that, it can be hurtful to the other person, and it usually makes us pretty grumpy and sad too. Jesus tells us that God wants us to forgive others, just like God forgives us. So this week, be sure to remember those special words that the people in Grudgeville learned. I'm sorry, and I forgive you.
If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of God, for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So, the story I'm about to share is not an easy topic for me to talk about, so it's going to be fun. So, I'm 15 years old, and I've also entered the dating stage probably a little too early. I was in a relationship where I was not treated properly. I was called names a 15-year-old girl should never have to hear, or any person, for that matter. I was put in difficult situations where I still wondered to this day if I made the right decision. I kept denying these actions because I thought it was okay. Later on, it got out of hand, and that was when I knew I had to end things. Even though I ended things, the name-calling continued. Except this time, I got to the point where I cried in my room every night, questioning my worth. Months went by, and I decided to call the boy that destroyed my self-esteem, and I told him that I had forgiven him. I was no longer crying myself to sleep at night, and I was able to wear a smile on my face, and people believed I was happy again. There are days, of course, where I would go to a restaurant where we used to eat and get sad for a little bit, but I know that I will be okay in the end. In January, the youth and I went to an event called The Edge. While at The Edge, my Bible study leader told us a catchphrase, and it's a catchphrase that I will always live by. The catchphrase is, you can be bitter or you can get better. I could have remained bitter and sad, or I could have picked myself up and fixed things. I chose to get better, and I believe we should all choose to get better. Why should we sit around feeling sorry for ourselves because of the way someone had treated us poorly in the past? A scripture I really like is Job 8:21. The scripture states, God will let you laugh again. You'll raise the roof with shouts of joy. This verse is a good reminder that God will fix things. God will help you, but you just have to have faith. When I look back on Matthew 6:14-15, I knew I was doing the right thing by forgiving the boy that hurt me. In order for God to forgive us and to love us, we must forgive the ones who wrong us, no matter how hard that may be. Now, I'm not saying you should go to your best friend who betrayed you and forgive them immediately. It takes time. It took me 6 months to forgive the boy who hurt me. Holding grudges will affect you in the long run by adding sadness and stress to your life, which I have learned from my experience. Start with baby steps. Start by going to your brother or sister and forgiving them for eating your last brownie. It may take you an hour. It may take you 2 years, but forgiving someone is difficult, but it's what God wants you to do. Once you let go of those grudges, God will fill your life with so much more joy and laughter. What I want for you guys to take away from this is that people do mean things, but forgiving those people who hurt us is the most important thing you can do. If we start forgiving people, the world will be a happier place. Think about it this way. If everyone's being forgiven for their wrongdoings, broken friendships will be mended. Lost relationships between families could be regained. And we can all join together in the big, happy family God wants us to be. As you leave, remember my phrase. You can be bitter or you can get better.
Please join me in the offertory prayer. God, you give us so many things. Help us not to hold on selfishly, but to let go of what we have so that we can share with others. Take what we give today and bless it so that it can be used to help others learn about your love for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
our failure, you take our weakness, you set your treasures in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. In the Word of God and the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Okay, so we were at the Edge last year, and there was this pastor who made up a church thing, and it was called Yummy Church. And that means that you're going to really like church. So I hope y'all are having yummy church, all right? But anyway, good morning, folks. My name is Sam, as you may know. My sermon is on control. I have come to recognize that I have to let go of control because when I am not in control of a situation, I get very angry. I know you all see me as a cute little kid, which I can't blame you for. But as I'm getting older, I realize that when I'm not in control of the situation I am in, I will lash out at others. As you are hearing today, we are letting go of things that God wants us not to do or have.
I need to let go of control, and I know it. While working on the sermon, Melissa asked us to identify Bible verses that were pertain to what I need to let go of. The first verse is from Proverbs 3:5, which you just heard. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. This verse spoke to me because I need to trust God and not my own opinion. The second verse is from Proverbs 2:7-9. He reserves ability for those with integrity. He is a shield for those who live in a blameless life. He protects the path of justice and guards the way of those who are loyal to him. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, as well as integrity, every good course. Integrity means having the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Moral uprightness, the state of being whole and undivided. If I am letting go of control, putting it in the hands of God, allowing situations to happen, talking to him and letting him lead me, I know it will be okay. If I am living with integrity and focusing on God's strength to see through a tense situation, it will be less stressful. What will it mean to let go of control? It will mean when I am in a situation, for instance, playing sports, I feel like I have to be in charge of the team in order to win a game. Life, like sports, is a team sport. We have to have others work with us and support us in order to be successful. God is able to be that for all of us. God is there to listen to us, be our strength, and guide us through situation. He is the one in control.
As you came into worship today, you were given a small piece of paper for our response time. We'd like you to take the paper and reflect on it, what you need to let go of. What parts of your life, what things, ideas, people, ways of living have become obstacles to your becoming a person God wants you to be? What are you letting go of today? Write a word or two on the paper. Nobody will see it except for you and God. For the next few minutes, we want you to hear about God's reckless love, how it pursues us and helps us to be the people God calls us to be. It is only that love that gives us the strength to let go of things to which we hold so tightly to. As we sing, you're welcome to join us. The words will be on the screen. We invite you forward so that you can put your paper in the water. Gently stir the water and let the things you've been clinging to go as the paper disappears.
Come around, you see your love.
shadow you won't light up, the mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't get down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
If the past held joy and girth for you, may the sweetness continue to bless you. If the past held pain and bitterness, may you be relieved of those burdens and renewed for the journey ahead.
Today we celebrate that we have been made free, that in Christ we can let go of all that binds us and live lives of grace, joy, and peace. Go out knowing we are free. Go out giving thanks for the gifts that God has given us, including the food and fellowship we are about to enjoy. And as you go, let go. Amen.